Dan Hawkins?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm great.
Could you take us back to how you recruited Mr. Clady? And he was a defensive player in high school, and you converted him to tackle, or just kind of get that story straight?
Yeah, he was. And, you know, Chris Strasser, our old line coach, he's now the tight end coach there at Boise, recruited that area and knew the old line coach at San Diego State. They had had him in camp. They liked him as an offensive lineman, but, you know, Ryan did not get a bunch of scholarship offers, and, you know, I think for whatever reason people shied away, but we liked him a lot. We just thought he was a big guy that had great feet and would make a great offensive lineman, and so Chris Strasser was the guy that kind of sniffed him out.
You just mentioned that he had great feet. Mike Shanahan said the same thing. Is that something that he developed over time, or is that just a natural gift that he has?
He was that way from day one. He really was. That was just part of his DNA. Now, you know, the other side of it is he was just I think he fit in great with our O-line, the mentality, and was a hard worker, and, you know, just has a huge, huge upside. I mean, the guy has not played offensive line that long, but he's a hard worker, and he's a tough guy, and he's got great, great genetics as well.
Dan, how well will the offense that Clady learned at Boise State work in the Broncos offense?
Well, I don't know the ins and outs of what Coach Shanahan does, but, you know, Boise runs the rock, and they got a physical mentality, and all that stuff will go hand in hand, because I know that's what they like to do at Denver.
Coach, when you look at him coming into the NFL now from what you saw in college, you have high hopes for him with the Broncos?
Do I have what?
High hopes. You expect big things from Ryan in the pros?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I mean, he's got everything. He's got the length, the size, the speed, and like I said, he's a great player right now, and he's only going to get better just because he's so young and so new to the position.
Yeah, Coach, what did he have to, come along with to get to this point? When you first saw him, I mean, I'm sure you didn't think first-round draft pick the first day you see him.
Well, you know, we thought he was going to be pretty darn good. As soon as you saw him running around, you knew he was going to have a chance, and then you saw his mentality and how he took it serious, and he learned and he studied, and he had a great one there in college. He was playing for the Packers to learn from. But really all he had to do is just learn the technique. He's had the benefit of being with the three different offensive line coaches and being able to learn from all three of those guys. But that was really all he needed, was just to get some technique down.
Given the Broncos' needs, he may need to step in there right away. Would there be any concern going from Boise State and maybe the level of competition there to an NFL starter? Do you think there'd be a transition period there for him?
You know, I don't think so at all. I really don't. I mean, it's, we see the same thing in college. You got kids coming out of high school and being immediate impacts. I just think kids are much more aware and much more exposed. And obviously, you know, Boise's played some pretty good people, beat Oklahoma 2 years ago. So he's used to seeing those kind of guys. He'll be fine.
Why do you think so many colleges passed him over?
You know, it's hard to say. I mean, it really is. I just think what happens a lot of times is, you know, people go, well, how many scholarships does he have, or who's talking to him, or who's scholarshiping him? And, you know, the great thing about Boise State, we didn't really care about that. We just wanted players. We didn't care if anybody recruited him or everybody recruited him. And but, you know, maybe it's because he was stuck out there on the east side a little bit and did not play offensive line, played defensive line. You know, I don't know.
Do you remember the other schools that were recruiting him?
Not very many. They really weren't. There weren't that many guys in on him. I mean, I'm sure there were a couple others, and we never really focused on that too much, but there weren't that many.
Thank you, Hawk.